Well, thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're thankful you're listening today, and we pray that as you listen, that you might receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main, the city of Forestell. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock is our morning worship. And then tonight at 4 o'clock, we have our prayer service, and then 4:30 is our evening worship. We invite you to come to all of these services. We also invite you to look at our internet website. The address is www.independencebaptist.org. On this site, there's much information there concerning the things of our church. There's a lot of radio broadcasts that's there, and also sermon outlines, all kinds of things that we think would be very interesting, and it would help you to understand about our church. If there is any way that I, as pastor of Independence Baptist Church, can be a spiritual help to you, I'd be glad to do whatever is possible for me to do. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 4 and verse 5. The Bible says here, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." This morning we'd like to speak on the subject that salvation is wholly of grace. You know, a person cannot be saved if God doesn't look upon them. There's no work, there's nothing that a person can do inside themselves to merit the favors of God. There's nothing at all. We are empty. We cannot do any of this. It is only by the power of God. Now, take a look in the book of Ephesians. Just look at the book for a second. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible talks about how that we are elected to eternal salvation. Now, let me read this to you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." The truth is that blessed be God. It's not blessed be us because we have done a certain thing. No, it is blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our salvation, it is not us that is the primary focus of our eternal salvation. It's not us at all. We are simply recipients of what God has so marvelously and wonderfully done for us. You see, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice in verse 4, "according as he hath chosen us," and here's where we come into play, "according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." And so all of this God has done for us that are saved. We haven't merited a bit of this. But God has done this simply because he loves us. And why did he love us? There is absolutely no reason for this whatsoever. God just simply loved us. I'm thankful today that he has. But we that are in this world, we are born with sin. And we instantly go away from God, even as a little child. Every parent knows that a baby sometimes cries. There's nothing wrong with that baby. Sometimes there is things that the baby needs. Sometimes the baby needs help. Sometimes it needs a diaper change. Sometimes it needs food. Sometimes, though, a child just wants attention. That's all it amounts to. But the Bible says in chapter 2 and verse 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." You think about this, that we are dead without Christ, absolutely dead without him at all. The Bible says here in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Here is the condition of a person without Jesus Christ. They are lost. They are dead in trespasses and in sins. They are walking. The Bible says in verse 2, they are walking according to the course of this world. They're just doing like everybody else is doing. They're walking according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. This is the way that we all were. You see? But in verse 4, the Bible says, but God. The thing that makes a difference in people that are born again is not us, but it's God that's made the difference in us. It is God that has touched our hearts. It is God that has made us to be different, to be like we are. But God, who is rich in mercy. The word mercy indicates that anything that we receive is not of us, but rather it is of God who gave it freely. It is God who looked upon us and saw that we could not help ourselves. It is God that looked upon us and said, this one needs help. But how can this person receive help? It is by the mercy of God. The Bible said, continuing in verse 4, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. What a wonderful thing this is that God has done for us. That we were dead in sins. We were walking according to the course of this world. We were doing things that was unlawful in his sight. But he so loved us that he gave us his mercy. The Bible says that we were dead in sins. The Bible even says that he's going to do more for us. The Bible says in verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. All of this is undeserving on our part. None of it we earned. None of it we worked for. None of it we even deserve. But God, in his grace, in his mercy, in his love to us who are fallen away into sin, he has done marvelous, wonderful things. But notice in verse 7, that in the ages to come, wow, in the ages to come, that's right, not just in the time, but in the ceaseless ages of eternity which is to come, he will show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Look at this. It's going to take us ages to grasp, if we ever do, the fullness of what God has done for us on the cross of Calvary. That he's redeemed us who were unworthy to be saved. Who's given us eternal life. God is a wonderful God, is he not? Notice what the Bible says in verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. This is the way that we're saved. It's not by us doing anything. It's by grace. Grace simply means unmerited favor, undeserved favor. God has looked upon us and given us this great eternal gift of salvation. For by grace are you saved through faith. Oh, somebody would say, oh, the faith is something that we have all of ourselves. But the Bible says, and that, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. What is the gift of God? The grace and the faith. You see, all of these things, we didn't deserve anything. We deserved hell. But God has has redeemed us by His own grace, by His own mercy. And He's given us faith with which to believe Him and to believe His word. The Bible says in verse 9 that our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. This boasting is here upon this earth. We have nothing to boast of. We have nothing, absolutely nothing to boast of. But this passage, verse 9, goes on and talks about the things of eternity. Because in eternity, we're not going to have anything at all to boast in. Because it's Christ that saved our unworthy soul. It is Christ's blood that has been shed for us. It is Jesus Christ that came and died on the cross of Calvary. It is Him that is our emphasis. It's not on us. It's not on what I've done, but it's on what Christ has done for me. What a wonderful story this is. We're going to spend eternity thanking and praising the name of God, for the only reason that we're ever going to be in eternity is going to be because of the grace and the mercy of God. I'm not going to be in eternity based upon the fact that I have done anything. No. I'm not going to be saying, God, I'm such a good person because I heard this message and I was baptized. No. No, I'm not going to say that at all. But I'm going to glorify my God because He is the one that has died on the cross of Calvary. He's the one that has quickened me. He's the one that has made me alive. He's the one that gives me life. He's the one that has given me everything that I have in this world, which is a very small thing, really. But when you think about it, everything that I have, I owe to my Savior. Everything that I am is His. And I just praise His name. In verse 10, the Bible says, "For we are His workmanship." What a blessing that is. I'm not my own workmanship, but I'm really rather the workmanship of Jesus Christ. I'm created in Christ Jesus. You know, this is such a marvelous thing. I'm not created in anything that I have ever done. No, but I'm created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, good works has a part, but the good works that I do is not because of me. It's not because I'm trying to gain a way into heaven. No, I'm already going there, but I do good works because God has burdened my soul to do those good things. That's why. You know, the Bible goes on and says in verse 10, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The only reason that anybody does anything any good is because God has foreordained that we walk in those good things. It's not because I'm good, no, but it's because God is good. I'm thankful today that He has saved my unworthy soul. I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything to deserve it. But through the preaching of the Holy Word of God, in time, God touched my heart. What do you have today? Are you basing your eternity on what you have done? Or are you basing your eternity on what Christ has done for you? That's the whole scope. That's the whole meaning of the whole message. Are you saved based on what you have done, or are you saved based on what God has done for you? That's what we're talking about. Just trusting God. That's the greatest thing that any man could ever do, is just trust God. This morning we see that our time has slipped away from us. We invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.